USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has gone from reported victim of a hate crime to being charged with filing a false report to Chicago police. WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Doubts about Smollett's original account began to surface more than a week ago. He claimed he was confronted in a viaduct by two men who taunted him with homophobic slurs. In the past week, accusations surfaced that Smollett actually rehearsed the attack and paid the men.
Gloria Schmidt represents the two brothers that are involved.
There was never a change of heart. There was a point where this story needed to be told, and they manned up and they said, you know what, we're going to correct this.
House Democrats could introduce a congressional resolution as early as Friday that seeks to overturn the president's border emergency declaration. It's likely to pass the House. Trump says he will veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has struck a preliminary election deal to try and stay in power. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Prime Minister Netanyahu striking the preliminary deal with two fringe religious nationalist parties in his bid to unify his hardline bloc ahead of Israel's April elections. His Likud party announcing it would reserve the 28th spot on its parliamentary list for the Jewish Home Party and would grant it two cabinet ministries in a future government if it agrees to merge with the Jewish Power Party. Jewish Power, comprised of hardline religious nationalists who have cast themselves as successors to the banned Kahanist movement, which advocated forced removal of Palestinians from Israel. Recent polls project Likud winning about 30 of Parliament's 120 seats, while Jewish Home and Jewish Power probably wouldn't have enough support to enter Parliament on their own.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump's speech in Miami included a warning to members of the Venezuelan military to not attempt to block foreign aid. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump warned members of the Venezuelan military to not block the humanitarian aid that remains on the border in Colombia, Brazil, and Curacao. Nadine Hernandez of World Vision tells us about the tons of food and medicine waiting to cross into Venezuela.
Food, water, sanitation, and other essential life-saving support.
So far, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has not allowed the aid to be released for his country. I'm John Clemens.
There are indications that Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller could hand in his report on the Russia investigation as soon as next week. There have been a few hints to suggest Mueller's work is finally winding down. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker told reporters he believes the investigation was close to being completed. Robert Mueller's team has been partnering with U.S. attorneys' offices on newer cases, a sign that a handoff to regular prosecutors is in the works. Sources say they expect Mueller's report to come before Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein departs sometime in mid-March. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.